Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the True Beauty Brooklyn podcast. I'm Elizabeth Taylor.
And I'm Alex Shapiro.
We're estheticians in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and we work with really incredible, diverse, ambitious, and driven people who are killing it in life. They deserve to be celebrated, and on this podcast, we're going to be sharing their stories with you.
Yeah, and in between our interview episodes, we'll have Beauty School, where it's just the two of us, maybe some guest stars, and we'll be chatting about beauty, life, weird shit about being in your 30s, and learning more about one another, because that's what makes us more similar than different.
Also, we're a lot of fun, and we have a super multicultural community, and we kind of think that you might too. So, why not talk about all things beauty under one Black
and Jewish
roof?
Plus, we'll be answering listener questions, so be sure to write us at truebeautybrooklynpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, guys, let's jump into the show. Oh, hey guys.
Hey.
It's Elizabeth.
And Alec.
Welcome to the True Beauty Brooklyn podcast.
Welcome. Today, we are chatting with Tina Chow Rudolph. She is the founder of Strange Bird Beauty. If you are into spirituality, skincare, as she calls it, woo-woo stuff, which I am most definitely into all of that, then
yes,
you will love this skincare line and you will love listening to Tina. She is so, I don't want to be cheesy, but she's so raw.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think it's cheesy. I think it's 100% true. She was so candid with us.
About just about her whole life.
About her life and about her approach to beauty and about her struggles with, you know, finding herself beautiful within her Asian culture and like just so much. I don't know. I was really surprised by this conversation in a great way. It just went so much deeper than I thought that it was going to go.
Me too. And so the point of the skincare line, and there's only four products right now, but they're all aimed towards obviously making your skin glow, mm-hmm, but also making the inside of you glow.
Your soul glow.
Yeah.
Soul glow.
Your soul glow.
Shout out to Coming to America.
To calm your mind and clear your skin, they supercharge all of their products with the power of flower and crystal essences, which is a modern form of energy medicine similar to homeopathy.
Really cool. Yeah, it was really dope.
And I mean, she's really cool. She, you know, we try to find great people to have on our show. And obviously, everyone's amazing. But yes, every now and then, we have a conversation where we're just like, oh, shit, we learned some shit.
Totally. Yeah. I think we have connect. Sometimes, like, we just have a find a deeper connect, like kindred spirits.
Absolutely.
Yes. And this is one of them for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
without further ado,
enjoy our chat with Tina Chow Rudolph from Strange Bird Beauty. She is the founder, by the way. I'm not sure if I mentioned that.
The founder of Strange
Bird Beauty. The founder of Strange Bird Beauty.
Enjoy, guys.
My name is Tina Chow Rudolph, and I am the founder of Strange Bird.
Tell us a little bit about Strange Bird, just like a little bit, and then we'll get into it more later.
Okay, cool. So Strange Bird is a clean, green, sustainable skincare company rooted in traditional Chinese medicine, specifically from my family, my Chinese lineage. But we marry like the ancient wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine with what I call modern energy medicine. It's a little bit woo-woo, but it's called flower and gem essences. So I don't know if you use crystals or anything like that in your practice, but
you don't, but I love it.
Okay, cool. Like, have you ever done Reiki or anything like that? Or
never.
Acupuncture?
I've had a lot of acupuncture.
Okay, cool.
Reiki once.
Okay,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, just once.
Why don't you tell me every little thing that you do?
that time you didn't answer the phone.
You're doing Reiki and you didn't even tell me.
Energy cheating.
Also, I don't know how disrespectful this is, but I do have a bowl that's made out of rose quartz, like a weed bowl.
Okay.
That's the only crystal anything that I have.
It also looks like
I don't know anything about like crystals, but I just thought that can't be anything but good. Like
that,
you know what I mean?
That
nothing
can't
bad.
Be anything but
nothing
good.
Bad can come from that. And I hear about
crystals. It's beautiful.
So that's partially why I'm interested to talk to you. It's because like I got this, you know, because everybody's into crystals. I know nothing about crystals. I got this one rose quartz weed pipe. But I'm excited to learn more. About that,
gives her magical powers. It's not just the
pot. I mean, it really isn't. I think for people who don't use crystals or work with energy medicine or energy woo woo stuff like that, it feels like a huge rabbit hole. But really, it's just the idea that like everything living has energy, right?
Yeah.
It has its own unique energetic imprint. And something positive like crystals or plants. They have a healing energetic imprint that if you ingest it or use it to heal, it will actually recalibrate the energy within you that might be out of tune and it'll reharmonize you. And so that's what Reiki is. That's what acupuncture is. That's what homeopathy is. So Reiki takes my positive energy, right, that I'm collecting from the universe and recalibrating your energy that might be out of tune and then giving you symptoms of like anxiety or worry or stress or exhaustion, you know? Mm-hmm. And so crystals can do the same thing, flowers and plants. And so anyway, we work with a healer in London who can capture that energy into like a tincture.
Yeah.
That you know, like a tincture, but instead of taking it under your tongue, we put it into our products. Mm-hmm.
That's so
the combination of traditional Chinese medicine and those really powerful physical plant matter, those herbs, combines with the energy woo-woo medicine of the flower and gem essences together. You hear a lot of wellness brands, skincare brands talking about like lit from within, glowing from within. But our products actually do that because it's working on your internal system as well as your external system.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, now I need to know more about you. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, thank you. And then that is a lot of what Strange Bird is. It is like a culmination of my entire story.
Okay, wait. Now that you just told us about the woo-woo, I love the name Strange Bird. Alex and I were talking about how we're like, I was like, you know, we're a little wacky. And it's like interesting meeting other people who are kind of like a little wackadoo. And Strange Bird, because it's like, I get it. Like, you're a strange bird.
Thank you. That's so cute.
Yeah.
We're strange birds too.
It's like one of the first questions that people ask me. It's my nickname. I've been with my husband.
So
we've been married for like 13, 14 years, but we've been together for 17. And literally since day one.
So you're together forever.
Forever. Yeah. Like right out of college. And then since day one, he was like, you're a strange bird. And like,
but I love you. Like, I love you,
but you're a strange bird, you know? So since day one, he's been calling me that. It stuck. And then, you know, fast forward 12 years or whatever, we had two kids. They're both extremely odd. Like I will send you text messages. I mean, like my son legit growls at everyone he sees in the grocery store.
Oh
like,
my God.
He watched Lion King and he wants to be the hyenas.
Oh, me too. Whoopi Goldberg.
No,
yes, Whoopi.
Nobody wants to be the hyenas. Yes.
Yes.
I didn't see a live action. He doesn't want to be Scar. He doesn't want to be Nala or Simba or Mufasa. Like, he's like, I want to be a fucking
I get it. Do you know what else? I wanted to be Ursula, too. I was like, I understand her.
Well, she's got, at least she has a dope voice. The hyenas? Come on. Okay, so, yeah.
Like, but I told you I'm a strange bird, too. We're you know, kindred spirits, me and your kids. Yeah, I love it. That's so funny.
And my little girl, like, she's, I named my newest launch, my face oil, Gaia Earth Drops, after her name is Gaia.
Oh, you know, yeah, we were just looking at that product.
Yeah, she was born with hip dysplasia, and so, like, for 4 months of her very early life, she had, like, a full body cast from like her armpit to her ankle. And she would like crawl like, I mean, seriously, we are just a bunch of birds in our family. It's adorable.
Yes.
Yeah. But then, yes, yeah, speaking to how it resonates with you, it's also quite symbolic, right? It's all about like waving your freak flag. And just for us, strange bird, it symbolizes like what truly makes us beautiful. And I think that it is our strangeness. Another way of saying it is like, yes, our authenticity, our uniqueness, right? But even more so, it's like, it's what really makes us weird. Because when we say just authentic, I don't think it encapsulates the dark. Like, I'm talking about like our strangeness, right? The light and the dark, what makes us beautiful, but also like the gross, like that's what makes us shine. So
totally. Anyway, I love this. That's, I've definitely felt like a strange bird many times, and that's just how I feel in general, I think.
Yeah, we all do a little bit, right? If we're gonna be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I guess I've been in Brooklyn for like 15 years and I can't leave.
Yeah,
I'm like, where else can I be this weird? And it's so normal.
So many strange birds are over here. Okay, so tell us about your childhood, where you grew up. I interrupted you before. I apologize.
No, it's okay. And yeah, just side note, I miss Brooklyn. We were in Brooklyn for like 10 years. My daughter was born in Park Slope. And I think that like since Brooklyn, because I feel you, like since leaving, Brooklyn was the last place that I truly felt like I was surrounded by just like people that I felt like I could be 100% myself, you know. But then since then we moved to Connecticut, which is quite homogenous, amazing, but quite homogenous. And now we're back in New Jersey, which is way more diverse, and I'm happy about that. But it doesn't have that like artistic, artsy vibe.
Yeah.
Like Brooklyn has the, you know, the culmination of the diversity, but also the freak show.
Totally.
Know, so I love
it's
it.
True. Yeah, totally.
But okay, so my journey starts a long time ago.
Yes. We like that.
Not so long, you know, 40 years ago, but brace yourself because it's like a windy road.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Buckle up.
Yeah. So in my life, my 40 years of life, I have already been a painter since I was 5, then an actress. Well, you know, more like a waitress, but an actress. That didn't work out. So then I got my master's in clinical social work. And so I was a therapist for 10 years. And then I wanted to do something a little bit more creative than being a social worker. So I went into life coaching for like the past 7 years. And then that wasn't creative enough. And so I figured, so it was like a journey of trying to constantly reconnect with that girl who was a painter since she was 5, you know, but now also having like the wisdom of mental health and the tools of being able to communicate and really nourish your soul and help women build strong relationships with themselves. And then that is what Strange Bird is. I mean, ultimately Strange Bird is all those things plus my lineage, right? Like, so when I was little, some of my like most clear memories of childhood is hiding upstairs in my mom's room, because like my dad and I had like a pretty tumultuous relationship when we were young. He's great now, but he would be downstairs, and then so me and my sister would be like upstairs, and my mom, starting at like 7:30, would start her 2-hour self-care ritual that she did 7 days a week. To this day, she takes 2 baths or showers a day.
Wow.
And so this is like, this is truly some of my earliest memories. Just see, I just like, I close my eyes and I can remember it, like her just like getting into a bath. The bath had like rose petals or oil balls. Like, I don't even know if they exist anymore, but like back in the day, they had like those balls that were filled with oil and would melt in the water,
totally,
right? And she would have those there, and she would like soak in there for like a good pruney, like 40 minutes or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
She'd get out, no towel, air dry, like lotion her body, mask, then do some like thing with her hair, and then like it was just like
there's something about like this is amazing.
Yeah, the air dry that just got me. Just
yeah,
like she's like
dry.
Ain't nobody
she's
got
a rush.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it is. Nobody's got time for a towel. Actually, I've got all the time. I don't need a towel. Thank you.
No, exactly.
I'm gonna try that tonight. My husband's gonna be like, what the fuck?
And you know, they were very like vivid memories because she was just naked the whole time, 2 hours while we were watching TV in her room. She would just be like you know, dripping and drying and stretching and like do like wow. it was like the most like what was it? It's not luxurious, but self-indulgent in like the best way ever. Yeah. You know, 2 hours that she gave herself, she didn't give a fuck. Like it was like work was done, everything was done, she was just gonna like do whatever she wanted for 2 hours, and if that was stretch soaking wet naked, that's what she was gonna do. You know?
I really respect this.
I do too. Mom don't give a you said it, she don't give a fuck. She's like, I took care of all y'all all day.
Yeah,
2 hours. This is me time.
Where did you say you grew up?
I grew up in New Jersey, actually.
You grew up in Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this.
I was born in California. Mom needed to get away from the in-laws. Mm, I hope no one in my family listens to
That's
this.
The great thing with podcasts. They don't even know how to.
The older people don't know.
They don't even know how to listen to it. It's great.
It's true. So had to get away, moved literally across the country to New Jersey where I was raised. But yeah, so that's what she did. And then but it wasn't just for her, like for better or for worse, since I was like a toddler, she would actually like push this kind of self-care onto me. Mm-hmm. So I would like have to moisturize like my whole body, my face. Like it was just like this constant like, and it was a lot of like attention on how you looked and your skincare. And so there was two parts of it, right? There was the part of like Chinese culture, which is skincare as self-care, deeply ingrained in our culture. Mm. But what is also deeply ingrained is like how you look, how you present yourself.
Yeah. Can I ask you, do you, and you might not know the answer to this, but do you know why skincare is so deeply ingrained in your culture? Like it's very interesting because you can see it in people aging beautifully, do you know, like looking 40 until you're like 90 and then suddenly it's like, oh, how old are you? 100? But it's like, but it's well known, right? It's like, do you know why? Yeah, like, that's like, I've never heard of any other culture personally where they're like, yeah, my mom took 2 hours and her mom took 2 hours and like, and that was that.
Well,
it's beautiful.
I mean, the answer to that is very layered, but the most obvious and I think pertinent answer to that is class.
Mm.
You know, if you had bad skin, like really tanned skin, darker skin, it meant that you were working in the fields, right? If your skin was porcelain, translucent, yellow, I guess is what art, you know, golden yellow, which is like Asian skin, that meant you had money to take care of your skin, right?
Oh, wow, I mean, the same today, right? That's why we all want skincare. That's why we all drop all these dollars on skincare. It's very interesting.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. But I love that your mom
did
this every night. She did it every night.
My mom did this every
night.
It wasn't
just like once in a while.
In her case, it wasn't because of class, obviously.
Right.
Just to answer your question, like where did this all come from?
Yeah.
But I think that because rich people could take care of their skin.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why skincare became so important. But it I think that in the Chinese culture, because of traditional Chinese medicine and our understanding of herbs, right, and total wellness, healthy skin, healthy within, like, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't neglect any part of you because it really did communicate your overall health.
Yeah. I love this. Very
this
interesting.
Is really cool.
Yeah. Sorry, you can continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and, you know, so for me, I definitely walked away from that experience as a child with understanding the importance of taking care of yourself, you know, and how that really served my mom's mental health, mental well-being, and how that can serve mine. And also walked away with, like, the concept of, okay, like, pretty, like, fit in, beauty, like what beauty meant to her, what beauty meant to her as an immigrant in America, you know?
Yeah.
So the, you know, the idea of like getting eyelid surgery was communicated to me, I think as early as like 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
We were talking about like, how do I make myself look more Western, you know, and all that stuff. So there's definitely like, it's complicated, but I took what was important to me and spent the rest of my life trying to heal from what wasn't.
Yeah. Totally. Well, I mean, okay, I was just saying this to somebody, is it's, you know, growing up as a non-majority in America, it's crazy all of like how this is like arguably one of the greater places to be raised. And I can't speak to the immigrant experience, but for your parents, like coming here, for me, like coming to terms just as a Black person, period, like this is one of the best places on earth to be. But like the trauma that comes from just like not being white in America is bananas. And like all the things that you have to work through to just like be able to be a functioning adult with okay mental health is kind of astonishing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of, I've seen the memes on Instagram, how like self-care is like a form of activism, especially for people of color. Right.
Yeah.
And I really felt like that with Strange Bird, without, you know, adding too much importance over a skincare product or anything. But for me, more than a skincare product, like my journey towards starting my own business meant so many different things for me. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, it meant like I have now reached a point in my life where I was able to confidently design and decide what beauty meant to me, you know, and say fuck you to like all the rest of that noise, you know, and then be able to start to, you know, Strange Bird is only a year old, but like, so start to create a space where that could resonate for other people who felt like they may have been shapen and mangled and pushed into boxes that they don't want to fit into anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
So
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
For sure.
When it comes to beauty.
Yeah, for sure. Where did you pick up where your mom left off? Like, where did you start to find your own kind of like skincare routine? Was it in high school? Was it like sort of like through college?
Yeah.
Like, where did you start to pull together all of these things for yourself?
Very good question. Thanks for asking that. Yeah, I mean, like, I think like for most people, my teens and my 20s was just like two decades of just trauma. You know, I got eyelid surgery. I did all the things that I was told that I should to like fit in and to look more white, you know, and when none of that equaled, I'm now the Asian Angelina Jolie. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like I was like, I just bought and believed all of this, sold so many parts of myself for this like idea of beauty and what that would lead to. And all of it was fucking bullshit. You know? And like, I was so pissed, like, you know, and then, and
then like, I'll get the surgery and then I'll feel great. I'll do this and then I'll feel great.
And then I'll get accepted. That was what it was. You know, like it was like, then they'll hire me. Right.
Buying into the bullshit.
Be like manicurist number three, sex trafficked woman number six. Right. Like then I'll be more, I don't know. Successful or whatever. Right.
Yes.
But it wasn't, I mean, again, it's a different time now. And I hope for my five-year-old daughter, it'll be even more of a different time by the time she gets my age. But like I said, I'm 40. Growing up, like Lucy Liu, that was it, period. Like, can you name another – like there wasn't another Asian woman that I could, you know, sort of and that's why a huge part of Strange Bird's mission is representation, especially for my girl, for my little girl, you know? But yeah, so after I was like, okay, that sucked. I was like, I need to do something different. Like, this doesn't feel right. I feel like my soul's dying. That's when I went into social work. I took an advocacy class at Fordham University, and literally like almost cried and got goosebumps. I was like, I could talk about human rights and social justice for the rest of my life, and like this could be my job.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, like sign me up.
Yeah. Right?
And so I did. I signed up. I signed up for my master's, to get my master's in clinical social work, and worked in Chinatown with undocumented immigrants in mental health for about 10 years.
Wow.
And it felt really healing to leave behind the world that had like only to do with the way that I looked or didn't look,
mm-hmm.
defining me constantly, you know, and then be working in Chinatown. Like I grew up in New Jersey, North Jersey, which, and it was so homogenous. Like me and my sister were truly like the only Asian people in our, you know, there was like two Black people, two Asian people, done, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I didn't like go to China or go to Taiwan where my family's from like every year or something like that. It wasn't like working in Chinatown was the first time ever that every single day of my life, I was not the minority.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just felt like, wow, like this is what it feels like to be free. Like it was weird, you know, like you just felt safe in a whole different way. It's like what my husband, who's white, must feel like every single day.
Yes. Yes. Like, honey, I get it now.
Yeah.
No, I know that feeling so well. It's like, I know that feeling from in two different ways. Like one was just like kind of in the same way as you're saying, is moving to New York and just being like surrounded by different shades of brown people and not being the only fucking chocolate chip in the cookie for miles and miles and miles. And the first time I went to St. Lucia when it was in like a Black nation, and I was just like, ain't no white people around here. Black people are running shit. And it's I know what you mean. It's a fucking incredible feeling. And it's also to realize that you've never felt it before.
Yeah. What's so like, I guess, enlightening about that experience, to put it simple, like you didn't realize how much being a minority is part of your like your brain is constantly assessing your environment, right? Like every, like right now I'm assessing, I'll go outside, I'm like constantly assessing. To be able to take that off of the checklist of having to assess, it like really changes, like opens up your energy so much. Like you don't have to worry about that one thing that takes up like 50% of your assessing. Like, cause I'm also assessing, I'm like, you know, everywhere I go, I'm a woman. I'm assessing that I'm a woman, you know, like I go to a gas station and I'm a woman. Like, you know, even today, like we had like a pest, exterminator.
Ooh, like, it's like a little charade.
Mosquitoes. So yeah, like, but she got it. Ding, 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 ding. Like mosquito guy, you know. But I'm like
mosquito
home
guy.
Alone with my kids, and like he's there, you know. So it's just like you're constantly saying, okay, if it was my husband, he wouldn't even
I know you don't even think about it.
So anyway, so working in Chinatown was like the first time that just like felt like. You know,
What was that like helping these undocumented immigrants in Chinatown, like with their mental health? That must have been like very heavy.
Well, thank you. So, yes, it was amazing at first, you know, for the first like 5+ years, it was really rewarding and amazing. I grew up speaking Chinese, but then through high school stopped. So then like my Mandarin became super rusty. And then so working in Chinatown, I got back my language. I just felt so authentically me in a way that I hadn't in such a long time. With that said, there's a huge part of me that is an artist, right? Like I was painting since I was 5. I spent most of my like middle child, high school, college. I went to college for acting as an artist, like creating. And then so eventually I hit this point with social work that like social work is a lot of amazing things, but it is not artistic or creative. you know, at least like, I mean, art therapists are perhaps, but definitely not what I was doing, you know? And so I was like, I'm like dying again. I feel like, you know, so much of part of my soul is like now fed, but like there's another part that's not being nurtured at all anymore, you know, and I miss that real artistic community. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, well, I don't want to give up mental health. I just love it so much. Like maybe life coaching. And then like, I really serendipitously stumbled upon this life coaching group called the Hendel Group. They're huge. Their methodology literally changed my life. And I figured that life coaching would be more of like a more like creative and playful way to work with mental health, because you're helping people design their life and go after their dreams, you know? And so I was doing that for almost seven to ten years at this point now. Wow. I still do it on the side, overlapping with social work. And it was amazing. It really changed my life. And what it helped me realize was that, like, what was my ratio actually, you know? So like, in order for me to be happy, I need to be spending like 70% of my life being creative, you know?
Yeah,
and life, like, yeah. And social work was like 3% of my life being creative. Like, I had a green beauty blog on the side, like just starving, just trying to figure out how to do something creative on top of my full-time job. Life coaching was like 30% creative. And then I just realized, no, I need to flip it. Like, yeah. I need 70% creative or I'm not going to be happy, you know?
Yeah.
And I got pregnant, and like most people, I think, or a lot of moms or women who get pregnant and are going through that process of pregnancy and having their first child, there really is sort of like an awakening of like, you know, who am I? Like, cause you lose yourself completely, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you ask yourself, okay, well, if I can redesign myself now, who am I? Who do I want to be? Oh, how do I want to spend my time now? Mm-hmm. Like, so you get reborn, wow. You know, this is language that lots of like moms use, you know, like right. You get reborn. And for me, it was
you're looking
like,
at us, you're like, I can tell you guys.
I know you're like, so you guys don't read the blogs. So you don't have any kids. Huh?
No, I just don't want to claim credit right. for that yeah. thought process. Yeah, okay. But really okay. Just like,
so here's the thing is that I know we're of the age where like a lot of our friends are like first time moms, you know what I mean? Yeah. And are just going. Yeah. And also, I should also say that Alex and I have had many conversations about, like, we chose not to have children because there's other things that we want to, like, accomplish in life, do you know?
Yeah.
And so when people...
How old are you guys, by the way?
35.
Okay.
I'm 33. I'm like, I'm not 35,
bitch.
I was
going to say, are you going to tell them or no? She really hesitated for no reason.
I'm just like, I guess I could just be 35. But
I had my first girl at 35.
I was calculating that. Yeah. I'm like, you said five. I'm like, oh,
but like a lot of our homegirls will get pregnant and like right before they have kids or right after they have kids, they go, but what am I going to do? But what about my career? But da, da, da. And it's like, girl, I feel you with that sentiment, but you should have thought about that. So... So,
ouch!
I don't say this to them. Just like me and my podcast. Okay. Just like no, I'm not that cold hearted. This is what I'm thinking, and then I come and tell Alex, and I look at her and I go, "Girl," and she goes, "Girl, I know." But that's why we're both looking at it, like listening to you hear this or say this, and we're really taking it in because that's the answer. Is exactly what you're saying.
Right? You can just redefine yourself.
Yes, you're reborn now.
You may be a different person,
exactly.
And that makes sense because. I mean,
so now we got something to tell them.
Changing.
Awesome. Now we got something to tell them, girl.
Yeah, that was great advice.
You just say you had birth and now you're reborn.
Yeah.
Right? And now you get to decide, like, who you want to be now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of cool. It is.
It's
don't be trying
super
to convince
cool.
me to have a baby or some shit. I love the woo woo shit. So this is like.
She's like, ooh, it's working.
I mean, look, without getting too life coachy, the universe is like, if you have a lesson to learn, the universe is going to figure out a way to teach you, right? And so the like for a lot of us, we put off our lessons. You know, we like, it's like, oh, I'm not that happy with my job. It's okay. Don't listen to that. You know, then the baby comes and you just like can't fucking ignore it anymore because like all of your feelings and all of the voices, all of it is so heightened, you know, that you just cannot ignore it. You can't ignore your truth anymore, especially since now you have this little baby who you're like just always being so vulnerable and honest with.
I don't know about you guys, but the warmer the weather gets, the busier my schedule gets, and the less I have in my fridge. But eating is better, and it's easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from each week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. I already told you guys this, but I love the little power shots that they have. They just taste so yummy, and I know that I'm getting a great amount of vitamins and nutrients in like a tiny little pouch, and I need it because, like I said, I'm so busy. I don't have any food in my house. I need to get my veggies. So get started today and go after your goals. You have 2 minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They also have pancakes, smoothies, and more because breakfast is so important and it's so difficult to get a good breakfast when you're running around. And you can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day with Factor, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Head to factormeals.com/truebeauty50 and use code truebeauty50 to get 50% off. That's code truebeauty50 at factormeals.com/truebeauty to get 50% off. And thanks, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode.
I think a really also good point, because I do think a lot of people, I don't want to say lose themselves, but maybe they do lose themselves when they have a baby just because it takes over kind of every aspect of their life, at least for a little bit. But look, you had two kids and you still started the skincare line a year ago.
She was reborn.
You know?
Because I lost myself.
Yeah.
Right. Only and, because I lost myself.
And I think
like
we're such a great example. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
A great example that it really is okay. It's going to be okay.
Yes.
If someone out there is nervous.
Whether you have a baby or not, like I said, the universe is going to let you, like, is going to teach you these lessons, right, in one way or another. And so part of it is losing yourself, right, so that you can find the next level of yourself. And then so for me, it was like losing the stories of who I think I should be. Like, again, hopefully mom and dad don't listen to this, but, you know, like,
we won't tell them
I'm 40 and my parents still tell me that I would make a great lawyer.
You're like, you guys, that chip has fucking sailed.
Yeah, what am I supposed to make of this? I'm a loser? What do you think? What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, they're still holding on to, like, can I just cross that off of my list?
Right.
Daughter, lawyer, check.
Hilarious. They're still holding out. They're like, there's still a chance.
So funny.
Yeah. So, like, I'm losing all the parts of me that I thought I should be, all the parts of me that I thought that I wanted to be, all the lies that I told myself, right? And that can be really, like, earth shattering, you know? And so what that actually did to me was I started to get panic attacks and anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so like I started, because of the life coaching process, because of all the stuff that I was going through, getting pregnant, and like, I like started to just shed all of the old tools that I use, but actually they were just crutches, right? It was like avoiding, numbing, like controlling, over planning, like
these words
all
are
those
so
things
home to me. All these words, yeah, I know like, about.
But I started to know like those weren't the way anymore. And then when I started to shed those, I was like, I don't have any other tools. Like what? I don't have anything to replace it with yet. Like, and so I started to get anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and in that, like, that was like the dark before the dawn. Like I was in the deep woods, you know, and at that time, like I like then stopped sleeping and I was like, what am I doing? Like, how do I fix this? And I'm a very, like, I'm very emotional, but it, you know, also pretty type A. So when there's a problem in front of me, even though I'd like to say that I'm like, well, how does that make you feel? Like as a therapist, like that would be my first instinct, but it's not. It's like, okay, how do we fix this?
Yes.
Like, you know, get me my notebook.
I was gonna say,
like, you know,
bullet points.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And so for me, when I was going through that, I was like, okay, how do I fix this?
Yeah.
You know? And then, so I started to go like through, I started to meditate. I started to go to do yoga. I then cleaned up my entire skincare routine because I read a couple of articles, one particular in the New York Times about Beauty Counter and how toxic ingredients in your skincare can actually like fuck with your adrenals and your hormones and it can create anxiety, I'm not saying that that's true. Right. All I'm saying is that at the time I was like clawing for anything.
Yes.
And whether it was a placebo, whether it was a combination of all those things, which is probably what it was, I started to feel better, mm-hmm. right? Like I had like this like intention to clean like my life physically, my mind, mentally, my energy. I got like Reiki certified. I started to take flower and gem essences, like, and all of the anxiety just started to level off, you know? And it was insane because if, I don't know if either of you guys struggle from anxiety or anxiety attacks or have ever had a panic attack. It's like you literally feel like you're dying, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's super scary. And I am really sensitive to medication, so I never wanted to take any sort of like anxiety medication or anything like that. So for me, the combination of meditation regularly, yoga regularly, reading like Pema Chodron, and I'm a Buddhist, so like just books like from Buddhist monks, you know.
I just started reading a book about Buddhism.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's just soothing, you know, to me at least. And then cleaning up like, you know, my deodorant, my shampoos, and that sort of like provided a little bit of retail therapy, you know, and like just fun and creative. And then mostly the flower and gem essences. Mm-hmm. And so that in combination with getting pregnant, in combination with my life coaching, I finally came to the decision that I needed to stop being so deeply in the world of mental health and do something really, really creative. Because also, again, this might be very woo-woo. I don't know for your listeners too, but like I'm an empath, mm-hmm. which basically means that I absorb other people's energy. Mm-hmm. Are either of you guys familiar with that? Or
yeah, I absorb everyone's energy.
Yeah.
Everyone's problem is my problem for whatever fucking reason.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of our other guests that we have on regularly is a psychic, spiritualist, empath person. Yeah. So we speak a lot often on these subjects. My ass just feels too much of everything always. Always.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, have you ever heard of human design?
No.
Look it up.
Oh.
It's sort of like astrology where like you put in your birthday and the time you're born and then it tells you what your constitution is, essentially your design. Uh-huh. And it's either like a projector, a generator, a manifestor, reflector, or manifesting generator. And so projectors are like the empaths and the healers. And so I'm a projector. It's like that is one of like the rarer things you can be or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, and of course there's a spectrum, but I can literally walk into a room and know what every single person is feeling.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the thing about projectors is that if you don't have a lot of discernment, which I didn't, and I'm trying to learn, you can think that everything that they're feeling that you just recognize is your feeling.
Uh-huh.
Right. So like for you guys with your clients and stuff, especially since you're so close to them, like I highly recommend that you like envision yourself sealing your energy off so you're not absorbing theirs. Mm. There'll be a lot of times where I'm like feeling great, everything's great, and then it's like a Mack truck of anxiety hits me and I have no idea where it comes from, and then I look at my husband and I'm like, are you okay? And he'll be like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? I'm like, what are you thinking right now? And he's like, I'm just thinking about my business and if it'll fail, and if it fails
kind of important.
Like, and I was like, oh, because I just literally just absorbed all of your fucking anxiety. And in the past, like, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. So I would just, like, think that I was, like, always feeling really anxious, you know? Mm. Anyway, sorry. That's, like, a whole side thing.
No, but it's definitely – because we can definitely relate from clients.
Sure.
And first of all, clients come in and they will tell you anything and everything. I've had clients literally say, I've never told my therapist this.
Yeah, for sure.
And they tell us, you know?
Yeah.
And so it is – that is something we need to be more mindful of.
Yeah.
Is having a little shield because we can't be taking that shit home.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're good at it, but I think it might affect us and we don't realize.
I'm curious to know where I fall into that spectrum, to be honest with you, because I think more than absorbing people's energies, you and I are able to change people's energy. And that's why they come to us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think more than, like, I think we're good at determining where people are and working on reversing shifting that, it. Shifting it.
Somehow through an eyebrow shaping.
Well, I think,
but, and yeah, just talking with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and I think like touch, and I think that that's, because then I always thought like, oh, I'm such an empath. I just feel so much. And I do, I feel empathy for people, but I don't, but what you're describing isn't what I
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? And yeah. So that's what makes me think like, I got to look into this a little bit more.
Yeah, like, I'm I think, so yeah. interested to see what you guys are.
Because definitely like something with energy, something with healing people, but it's not yeah. absorbing other people's energy. I think we give energy more than that.
I think you're right.
Do you know?
Yeah. But like you said, human touch is huge. And especially because of everything that's gone on this last like year and a half, people really need it.
Yeah. It's yeah. true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we cut you off a little. Yeah. Keep going.
No, no, it's okay.
Anyway, so I am this. Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, I'm an empath. Yes.
Sorry.
No, but please look it up and then then email me. Let me know what yeah, your constitution we'll let you know. Is. I'd be yes. so curious to find out. And then I'll tell you all about it because I'm like really quite obsessed with human design. I think it's
human.
Super
I was
cool.
going to ask, what is it called?
Yeah,
human design.
It's called human okay. design. Okay. Yeah.
You got it.
And so anyway. That is like the whole story, you know,
yeah.
I then Strange Bird happened because
yeah.
I needed a solution to like bring in that 70% creative, bringing in that 30% mental health and mm-hmm. working with women and helping myself and them build stronger relationships with themselves. And like, what other time do we spend looking at ourselves in the mirror for like 5+ minutes? Like how mm-hmm. powerful is that, right? That
yeah.
time that we take to look in the mirror. It's like looking at our husband, our loved one or our kids or whoever, like, are we really looking, you know? And when you look in the mirror, are you really looking? And then what do you see? And not only what do you see, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Like with that reflected back at you, you
yeah.
know? And like, I would say that most of us are not attuned to any of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just
yeah.
looking in the mirror. We're not even tuned into our thoughts. We're thinking about our to-do list,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that time looking at your reflection can actually be so transformative and
mm-hmm.
sacred, you know, if you
yeah.
really just give it's. So what I say all the time in Strange Bird and in my own coaching is like, it's not about what you do, but how you do it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And Strange Bird allowed me to continue talking like that, like talking like a life coach,
yeah,
being creative. And it's almost like what I said a long time ago when I first launched it, like, it's not even for you guys. It's for me. Like, Strange Bird
yeah.
is my own spiritual
yeah.
journey.
I'm just sharing it with you bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's my own spiritual journey of like, how do I leash is a life coaching term, but how do I leash my anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I feel comfortable with my dark, with my own reflection, you know, like how do I really take on that lesson that my mom taught me that like self-care isn't selfish.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
just really indulge in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's my expression through Strange Bird.
I think this might have been like my favorite, like learning about
like your journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So
oh,
many
things.
Yeah. Cause it's like, there's so much.
You
beyond,
also dug deep within yourself.
That's what I
mean. To come to this point.
A lot
and
of,
that's,
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of fucking self-awareness.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot
yeah,
of work
a lot
that
of
I think
work.
That most that a lot of us are trying to do right now. Like, it's so interesting how, like, you know, you say therapy to boomers, they whisper, oh, I'm going to therapy. We're like, oh, yo, guess what my therapist said? Like,
yeah.
We're just so much more open with, like, doing the work, like the mental health work and sharing stories like this and different people's journeys of acceptance, I think really resonates even more so than like the ingredients within the products. Like, yes, you have a great story behind the products and everything, but like at the end of the day, there's only so many combinations and computations of all these fucking ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm,
so it's like,
mm-hmm.
what's really the intention behind
yeah.
what we're creating? Do you know?
Yeah.
I love the intention behind this. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's great.
Thank you. Yeah. Our tagline is great skin begins within.
Yeah.
You know, because like, what's the point in, I don't know if you guys would agree, but like, what's the point in looking in the mirror and like seeing beauty or glowing skin when actually you feel like shit?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. It's so
true. And oftentimes,
you can't even see the beauty
see the good
when,
stuff when
you
feel
like
shit.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god! We're stepbrothers.
But it's so true. It's just like in my old age, I'm just very aware of like what it takes to keep this shit rocking and rolling. Do you know what I mean? It's like, do I have my vitamins? Have I had like a green juice? Am I thirsty? Am I hungry? Do I need sugar? Is it too hot? Just like keeping regulated, right? And I just think like this is such a huge part of it. You know, just like,
yeah,
keeping the shit together,
taking care of yourself.
Like, my approach to wellness and beauty is my approach to everything. It's three tiered. It's what Handel actually calls personal integrity, but it's the idea that anything that you want in your life, any result that you want in your life, you have to be in physical, emotional, and spiritual integrity, right? So like, if you want to feel healthy and like embody wellness, it's not just about the physical integrity, which means going to the gym, taking your supplements, right? Doing yoga, like putting, moisturizing your skin, all that stuff. That's the physical, right? It also has to do with the emotional and spiritual, which means that you actually like are connected to how you feel while you do these things. Because if you hate going to the gym, you feel like the, like, outcast at your yoga studio, right? Like, you hate that you have acne on your skin while you're moisturizing it, right? It's, you're not actually going to get the result of feeling overall wellness or overall beauty. Yeah. And spiritually, in your head, if you're like, this is never going to work, I'm never going to lose the weight, or this is never going to work, my skin is always going to look like this, or this is never going to work, I'm always going to be depressed, right? Like, your belief system, you're also not going to get the results. So you have to make sure that whatever goal you're trying to attain, you are checking the physical, emotional, and spiritual box, because only one is not going to work.
It's
just like, if you're like, I believe that I'm worthy of love, I'm so excited for it, but then you never go on a date. Like, you're not in physical integrity, right? Like, this is what I work with clients on, like, to make sure that whatever goal they're trying to achieve, what we're trying to achieve together, that all three levels are being fired and triggered so that they can get what they want, you know?
How great that you have the social work background and you're a life coach. Pretty great.
Because ultimately, the key to beauty, I think, and the key to wellness, and what I, you know, wrote in like our like website and stuff, like, for me, true self-care is creating a life you don't want to escape from, right? And so the key to like the secret to life, I think, is honesty, right? First and foremost, honesty with yourself.
The most difficult kind.
Yes. But when you're looking at yourself in the mirror first thing in the morning and you can't even be honest with how you feel in that moment, right? Like, it's going to determine the rest of your day. But if you can be, if you take those 5 minutes to wash your face, but then also just be like, how the fuck am I doing? Like, real, like, for really, right? Like, how am I doing? Then you're starting the day powerfully.
Yes. Because there's awareness, right? Like, how many times – there's so many times I'll, like, exactly what you're saying, look in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm so tired. And as soon as those words come out of my mouth, I'm like, no, bitch, you're not tired. Put on some Stevie Wonder. Like, get the day – go. Do you know what I mean? Because you can change it, because there ain't nobody got time to be tired. We're all fucking tired. This is America. Like, we're all tired, you know? Your mom. You're more tired than I am, I'm sure. These are conversations I have with myself. Ain't nobody got the time to be tired. Change it around. Because what's the point of that? Just walking around all day? If I just woke up, I'm already thinking that. Like, that does nothing for the
rest of my day. I think a lot of also, like, tiredness specifically is very mental. I know for myself, if I just have a lot going on in my brain, I feel physically exhausted.
Yes.
If I don't, like, talk myself through everything that's going on.
It's just, like, being aware. Be aware of, like, how you're feeling so that you can, exactly what you're saying, like, calibrate. I feel great. Well, I bet you feel great. Let's do it.
Well, because you can't solve a problem you don't know. Right? So you just started by saying, I'm tired. That's the truth. Then you can solve it. Right? But if you deny the fact that you feel depleted in that moment, right, then there's no, and then you just jump straight to like, all right, cool. I'm ready to go. Then it's like, I promise you, there are going to be things that happen throughout the day that go sideways.
No, you're 100% right.
For sure.
I can tell that for myself. Just give us a little life coaching session.
I mean, it's true, too. Also, when I know that I'm tired, when I have that conversation with myself in the morning, I at least know when I'm snapping or when I'm about to. I can calm myself down. I can talk myself off of the, everybody's an asshole. That's really what I mean. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, not that I don't feel those things, but you can't keep telling yourself those fucking things. Because that just leads to more anger, resentment.
Well, that's
tiredness.
What we call going sideways. Like, it's coming out sideways. It's not coming out straight and direct and honest because you're lying to yourself. It's coming out sideways. So it's like, no, I'm not mad. I'm not fucking tired. You know?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. It's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely guilty of doing that.
I love it. Yeah. Sideways.
But also guilty of being very overly emotional.
Oh, it's all the things. All the goddamn things. Let's set up a life coach
session. I need
session.
To go back to therapy.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about like the hero products in your line, like kind of a rundown so we can tell the listeners all of the great reasons they need to purchase your products after they're finished
and listening. And how they can find them.
And how they can find them. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. Well, they can find them at strangebirdbeauty.com. When I first launched, I tried to buy strangebird.com, but it's like a film company or something.
Asshole, still your name.
And so, but I figured Strange Bird Beauty might be more like, okay, it's obviously a beauty company, so it might have worked out for the better anyway. But we have 4 skincare products. We launched with 3, the cleanser, which is Inner Clarity Cleanser, Inner Balance Serum, and Inner Light Moisturizer. So it's a cleanser, serum, moisturizer. All of our products, like I said, are plant-powered and crystal-charged, meaning they have traditional Chinese medicine herbs, specifically the Ji team, which is goji berry, ginger, and ginseng. These are 3 herbs that are in all of our products that I grew up ingesting my entire life in stews and teas and soups and desserts and everything, specifically for digestive and skin health. Okay. And so they are like our signature Gs, and they're in all of our products. And they're married with, like I said, flower and gem essences, which is a form of energy medicine developed in 1930s by Dr. Edward Bach, who believed that all living things contain its own energetic healing energy that can then recalibrate our energy that might be out of tune.
I love this.
And so the Inner Clarity Cleanser, for example, is a clay-based cleanser. It's actually like it's a 3-in-1. So it's a cleanser, exfoliator, because it has a little bit of like this polished grittiness from the clays, from the 3 different clays, kaolin clay, definitely. Yeah, bentonite, and Rasool clay. Mm-hmm. And then it also...
She loves Rasool. I mean, we both love Rasool, but she really loves Rasool.
So cool. Yeah. And then because of those beautiful clays and what they do to detoxify your skin, it is also a mask, and it's 3-in-1. Nice. Without sounding like a mouthful, the cleanser itself, though, is a 4-in-1 because it has a jojoba oil and sweet almond oil. It really works like a balm almost. If you feel the texture, it's almost balmy. Like, so it really just breaks down the makeup. Clay, exfoliator, and then when you add water, it foams away.
Damn.
It has like this milky, foamy wash away. So it's like
it's really
3-in-1
nice.
Quadruple cleanser. Bam.
If you're broke, and buy that product.
Yes. Gentle enough to use daily. And it is our hero product for sure. It's been sold out 4 times. It's part of Bath & Fun. Like, yeah, it's a huge hero product for us. And then like all of our products, it's infused with a crystal. It's infused with clear quartz. So clear quartz helps you. So if you have anything that's clear quartz, it really helps you clear your negative energy and actually also any negative thoughts that you might have. So you don't have to believe in this, right? Yeah. There's actually studies out there of people using flower and gem essences that don't even believe in them. And it just, they just feel the edge like taken off, you know?
Yeah.
And so while you're washing your face, not only are you getting rid of all the things physical that you don't need, you're also getting rid of all the energetic, emotional things that you don't need
wash
or no longer serve
face.
You.
You don't need that.
Yeah,
shit.
And you wash it down the drain.
I love that.
And then we have a beautiful serum, Inner Balance Serum. It's 4% niacinamide, just super calming, great for rosacea, eczema. I call it the Levi's jeans of serums because it's not radical. It's real. Like, it's just really like, use it morning, day, night, lunch. Like, you can't overdo it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you can go in the sun. Like, it's not like you don't overthink it. It just immediately soothes any sort of redness and then gives you like a slight dewy glow, like a mid-afternoon boost. And then our second product that is, I guess, best selling, sold out 3 times, is our Inner Light Moisturizer because of the finish. And makeup artists are just obsessed with it because it doesn't give you a matte look or a dewy look. It's sort of like a satin finish.
Ooh. That's nice. think that's what most people prefer.
You gotta get that moisturizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so I don't know. I'm not a makeup artist and I don't wear makeup, but makeup artists say it's like a great primer because it helps your makeup stick and not slip like dewy moisturizers do.
Yeah.
But it's not matte, so your skin does still shine through. It's one of the best sellers on 13 Loon, which is like my favorite retailer right now. Have you guys heard of 13 Loon? You guys should check them out. They're amazing.
13 Loon.
And then our newest launch, which is the Gaia Earth Drops, which is named after my daughter, Gaia. Mm-hmm. And it's infused with her favorite flower, the dandelion. But what's really unique about it is it's also made with fermented oils. Mm. So fermented camellia seed oil, fermented red ginseng from Korea. Mm. It takes 6 years to grow this red ginseng and 10 years between planting periods. So it's super rare. And when you ferment oil, it helps it sink deeper into the skin. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And I like to also launch all of my skincare products with like a lifestyle product. So we do have like a Tibetan singing bowl on our site and a custom incense holder as well. Yeah.
Oh,
all like made in
great.
Collaboration.
Oh, that's great. Because I didn't see that on the situation. Yeah. I love that. Bring in
I'll send you guys a singing bowl or whatever you guys want to try for sure. Like, cause you can start your practice even if it's eyebrows with like a ding.
I love that.
And then it's like, just like really helps to like
for a facial would be very nice.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I lived in Brooklyn, I used to get crystal facials all the time. I forget
Where'd you go?
In Brooklyn, or
Manhattan?
Figure it out. No, it was Manhattan. I don't even remember. But yeah. Crystals in, you know, facials are so like just up leveling, you know.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get one.
Okay, we're gonna grab some
products
for sure.
So much.
Sure.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you for chatting with us. This was incredible. What a great conversation. Really, really
pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, loved it. Thank you for
being so. You two are like the dynamic duo here. You guys are like the best personality and you work off of each other so awesome. You guys are like,
I told you we're stepbrothers.
Sisters. Yes.
Hey guys.
Oh, hey.
Hope you loved that chat with Tina. Did you feel like you were in a little mini life coaching / therapy session? Because I did.
Yes.
In the greatest way.
Yes. Yeah. In so many different ways.
I'm really excited to buy some of her products. I always say, like, I don't need new products, but I was like, I kind of want that cleanser.
Yes, the cleanser sounds really, really nice. And the moisturizers. I definitely want to grab the moisturizer for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Check her out. You can also check them out on Instagram. I believe it is just Strange Bird Beauty. Let me double check that. I don't know. Whenever I like a brand, I just like to be following them on Instagram. It's a good way to support.
100%. Give them a support. Give them a follow. Give them a like. Go through and just like everything.
Yeah. So it is at Strange Bird Beauty. And I don't know about you, but I think from talking to Tina, I always say I love a good story behind a brand, whether it's like a clothing brand, skincare, whatever. But the love that has been put into the formulation of these products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
100%. And just like her integrity, her story behind it, you said it perfectly, the love that's been put into the products in so many ways. It was just really incredible. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. So go support. We're going to get some moisturizer over here.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And you should also support us.
You guys could follow us on the gram at True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast. You can rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe.
Oh, she's rusty today.
A little rusty. you guys could do that. You can tell your mama, tell your sisters, to your cousins and your aunties. But you guys have been doing that because you're the greatest.
Thank you.
But keep doing it. We like it.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. What else?
You can email us.
Oh my God, yes. You can email us your listener letter questions, your listener letters. We love them. And
you can email us at truebeautybrooklynpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my God,
or
guys.
You can DM us.
You can also get some merch.
We got some merch.
You guys can get some merch. If you love us, you want to support us, you can get some merch on Exactly Right / True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast. Oh my God.
There's some cool stuff.
There's like, you know, a water bottle. There's a cropped hoodie. There's a t-shirt. There's a fanny pack.
And we made sure the cropped hoodie isn't too cropped.
Exactly.
So you don't have to have like
get you some high-waisted pants. This is for like Britney Spears 2004.
Unless you want to.
Yes.
It's more low waist. Brittany 2021.
Brittany she still toxic. Wears that. Brittany that toxic shit. You could do that and get you some get you a Crocs hoodie.
I can't. You probably need a fanny pack, don't you? You've been looking at fanny packs and you're like, none of these are cute. You need I our love fanny packs. Packs.
I never thought that I'd be a grown ass woman with the fanny pack. They're practical, but turns out that's what I want. Do you know what I mean? Love it. Anyway.
Listen, the fanny pack is we specifically chose that.
We specifically chose all of this, but I said, fuck yes, fanny pack. Let's go fanny pack.
Let's go.
Anyway,
fanny
we
pack.
Love you guys. You're the greatest. We'll talk to you soon.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye. This has been a COC BK production.
Produced by us, Elizabeth Taylor and Alex Shapiro.
Our engineer is Bart Tripoli.
Our theme music composer is Zebra Sonic.
Our artwork is by Garrett Ross.
Our photos, hair, and makeup are by Sabrina and Joe Holdsworth.
If you're an advertiser interested in advertising on our show, go to midroll.com/ads.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.